The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared a banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads, and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. And the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him out into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of my fond memories of seminary was at the beginning of the year, we always had a formal banquet. All the seminarians, staff, priests and religious were there. And we had banquets, formal banquets throughout the year to celebrate different things that happened throughout the year. And with those, this dining room that we ate in was decorated. This dining room that we ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner was different. Tablecloths were out, finest plates and silverware, floral centerpiece. We were all dressed in suits. We wanted to look our best. Sometimes you do kind of look and see, you know, are my shoes shined? My shirt look fine? Everyone was dressed well to this feast. And these banquets as well, we had the best food of the year. Seminary food, but it was good in the banquets. It was in the banquet that we all gathered together. That's what made it memorable, that we were all gathered together in one place. Not only the seminarians, but faculty and staff. Number one, we were all gathered together. Number two, we always remembered the food. Well, we always remembered the food. Our Lord is the perfect host in this Eucharistic feast that we celebrate today. And He is always inviting us to this heavenly banquet, the celebration of the Mass. It is in the Mass that we come to know the personality of the host, the personality of Almighty God. God preaches this parable today to help us know, to help us imagine what heaven is like. God gives us this Eucharistic feast of the Mass to honor His Son. We come to Mass because we are invited. God invites us to Mass, and He feeds us with bread from heaven so that we may have eternal life, so that we may sit with our Lord at the heavenly banquet forever. Jesus says in the Gospel of John, "My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. When the people heard this, how did they respond? They responded and said, Lord, give us this bread always. Food is one of our most basic needs. We need food for our physical health and well-being. We need food for our spiritual health and well-being. And God knows this. He gives us bread from heaven, His Son. My brothers and sisters, this message cannot be any clearer than that coming from the mouth of Jesus Christ. He clearly says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Our brothers and sisters, family, friends, co-workers, neighbors, city of Fishers knew this, state, the country, the world. There's not a church in the world that would be big enough for this Eucharistic feast of Jesus Christ. They knew that Jesus was here, that our Lord invites us to this Eucharistic feast to feed us with His Son. There's not a church in the world that would be big enough. In this wedding feast of the Mass, we experience the fulfillment of the ancient Jewish prophecies. When God weds Himself to humankind in an everlasting covenant, this is a love story. Any wedding is a love story. This is a love story of Christ and His church, and God invites us to this wedding feast. Our Lord wants us to be active disciples, to actively follow Him. Because it is when we follow Him that we are close to Him. It is when we follow Him we know His presence with us. It is when we follow Him, He feeds us and gives us strength and nourishment for our journey. God gave the Israelites food for their journey, manna, bread from heaven. This wasn't just bread, this was miraculous bread from heaven. And God gives us bread from heaven as well, the Eucharist, for our journey to the promised land of heaven. Our Lord feeds us because He knows we need to be fed. Our Lord gives us Christ Himself to nourish and sustain us. The Eucharist is food for our journey and a foretaste of heaven. No wonder God invites us to this Eucharistic feast. No wonder. The Mass points us toward heaven and is a taste of heaven. It is said that in the Mass, heaven comes down and touches the earth. It is in this Mass that God comes down to meet us with all His angels and all His saints surrounding the altar of our Lord. The fact of the matter is, you know and I know, we don't get far in life without food. And in the spiritual life, we won't get far without being fed by our Lord. God hears our prayers and He answers our prayers. He promised to stay with us. He promised to satisfy the hunger of our hearts. He is present to us here today. He satisfies us today in the gift of the Eucharist. In the words of St. Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? The answer is, Lord, your body and blood feed us. Lord, your body and blood nourish us. Lord, your body and blood satisfy us and give us strength. That's the answer to Lord, to whom shall we go? What an honor. What an honor it is to think, to know that we have received an invitation from God our Father. And indeed we have. What an honor to know that God invites us to this feast, this heavenly feast of the Mass, this wedding banquet of heaven. Mother Teresa was in awe of the fact that God, as she said, invites me to sit in heaven for all eternity in the Mass. As with any invitation, we have the freedom, though, to say yes or no to this invitation that comes from God. The answer is up to us. St. John Paul II spoke of the theology of invitation. John Paul II said over and over again that we have a God who invites and never coerces. We have a God who coaxes, never compels. We have a God who urges and encourages us, but never forces us. Why? John Paul II said, we have a God who invites and does not force us. Because the one thing God wants from us is love. And love can never be forced. Love can only be freely given. John Paul II said, the church follows this example. We have a gentle and inviting God waiting for us, and He invites us to the feast and wants to feed us. We have a God that nudges and encourages. When you think about it, our life, in a nutshell, is an RSVP. And we respond with a yes or no to God's invitation to the feast and the celebration of the Mass.